I got an email this week, and if it's true, and I guess it is, I don't know. I get to where I can believe almost anything like this now. But do you know this week, the first time ever, Congress is going to be opened with a Hindu priest praying the prayer over Congress. You know, this last year, we had a Muslim put into office taking his oath on the Quran. You know, so America, I tell you, it's so sad to think what is happening in America. And we want to know why we got sick people everywhere. Because we've not obeyed the king. I mean, the thing about it is, the average person today has no knowledge that sickness is caused by sin. Even the church doesn't know this. I didn't know it. And I was a church member since I was 11. But I didn't know sickness and sin went hand in hand. But I do now. I know it hand in hand now. And I know if I want to walk without sickness, I got to walk without sin. Don't I, Randy? Randy learned the hard way. Didn't you, Randy? You had your sickness for a long time, didn't you? 26 years and had all kinds. I don't even know. How many medications were you on? 26
pills a day.
26 pills a day. Came to a healing school, repented of his sins, and on the way home, when he went to leave, after... He came up for prayer, if I remember right. And then J.C., his pastor, he said, "Did you repent of all your sins?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. I don't guess I did." J.C. said, "Let's repent of all your sins. You go back up there and get prayed for again." Something like that. So they repented of all his sins. And he came back and I prayed for him again. And then he asked me, he said, "What do I do with all this medicine?" I said, "Well, that's between you and God. You know, the Lord will have to show you what to do with your medicine." He had both pockets. He had a big leather coat on, I think it was. That day, and he was riding a motorcycle, and he had both pockets full of medicine bottles. I said, "That's between you and God. I don't know what to do with your medicine. You'll just have to ask God." Well, by the time he got back to Denton from where the healing school was held, it was the one out of Justin, and it's only 12 or 15 miles from there to where he lives. And when he got home and went to take his jacket off to look for his pills, can you imagine? He had lost them all en route. He had no pills in his pockets. Was that right? All of his pills were gone, so he figured that was a sign from God that he don't need them no more. So he stopped taking his pills, and that's been how many years ago? Two or three? 2 years ago, and you hadn't had any kind of problem since, have you? Woo! Glory to God. But the boy found out he had to stop sinning. He had to start walking holy before God. And if you walk holy before God and you believe God, He'll heal you, won't He, Randy? He will. He did you anyway, didn't He? Isn't it amazing? This young man went from 26 pills a day to no pills and gets healed. You know, that's what I say too. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now then, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise You and thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege to come here to talk about Your Word. I thank You for each one of these people that You brought here that has needs. And, Lord, I pray that You will meet every need of every person that came here today. And those that come that are not sick, they just need to know more about Your healing power. I ask You to show them what to do and where they have to walk so they won't ever have to be sick. Because, Lord, with Your Word, thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Now then, let's go to the Word. I'm going to start out with a few things here. In Exodus 23:25, in a healing school, this is one of my favorite scriptures, but I want you to see Exodus 23:25. Actually, let's start with verse 20. A promise of the Lord's presence. I want to show you something here. In Exodus 23, 20, he says, "See, I am sending my angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you." And of course, he's talking to Israel. Pay attention to him and obey all of his instructions. It seems like this word obey is used an awful lot in the scripture. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sins. Now, if this angel that was going to go before them was not going to forgive their sins, if my angel's with me and I want to make sure that I don't sin, because if he won't forgive me, he might hurt me. So I don't want him to hurt me. The Lord says, this angel is my representative and he bears my name. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them. Do not worship the gods of these other nations or serve them in any way, and never follow their evil examples. Instead, you must utterly conquer them and break down their shameful idols. Now, this is God's command to the nation of Israel as to what they were to do to these other gods. What do you think we ought to do to the gods that we're bringing into this world today? We ought to pull them down. Somehow, some way, you know, we need to stand our ground. Those of us that are Christians, we need to stand our ground. We need to call our congressmen, our senators, whatever, and say, no, we do not want Congress open this week with a Hindu priest. Amen. Voice your opinion. I don't want this. I'm a child of God. When you look up there, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., in granite, it's engraved all over the place, the promises of God. The Ten Commandments are engraved in granite on some of those buildings up there. And I think about, now we're going to start doing this. God told us here, if you obey me, do what I say, then these nations where you're going, you're utterly to conquer them and break down their shameful idols. Well, if we let them bring their shameful gods in among this nation and we don't do anything, it won't be long till you won't like what you see in America. The judgment is already falling upon America. Things are awful and things are happening. But you won't like it if you're not willing to stand your ground for the Lord. But you know, what a shameful thing is, most Christians today don't even stand their ground for God. Where they live, they go to church when it's convenient, go to church when it's comfortable, but that's why they're sick too. That's why we got so many sick people in the church, because we don't put God first. We don't know His Word. I mean, it's amazing how you can ask the average Christian today. This is what's so sad. You ask the average Christian whenever they call in. I call the minister center all the time. They want prayer. I mean, I have them every week. And I say, well, what's wrong with you or whatever? And they tell me. I say, well, are you going to church? Well, no, I don't have time to go to church. Once in a while, maybe once or twice a month. And you want to know why you're sick. You want to know why your children are sick. You want to know why everything's going wrong in your life and you're not putting God first. You know, you want to know when we watch television 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day and we don't read God's Word 30 minutes a week. You want to know why we put other gods. You want to know why we're sick. Hey, this is why. Because we've not put the King first. The next verse says, you must serve only the Lord your God. You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, now look at this in verse 25. This is an awesome statement. You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do serve only the Lord your God, the Lord Jesus Christ, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, will bless you with food and water. I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy, or I will take all sickness and disease away from you. Now, do you like that? I love that. Don't we, Randy? We love being well, don't we, young man? It's a whole lot better than carrying 26 pills around in your pocket all day, every day, isn't it? Oh, my goodness gracious. Serving the Lord, putting Him first. You know, it's amazing that we do not know or understand these principles. But right here, if God made us a promise like this, what does He mean? And where He says, you must serve only the Lord your God. Well, who is your Lord? Is it Jesus or is it something else? Now, if Jesus is your Lord, if He really is your Lord, you woke up this morning praising Him. You woke up telling Him how much you love Him. As you came here, you were praying and talking to Him, telling Him how much you love Him and how grateful you are that He is your Lord and He's your God. If He is your God and if you love Him, you talk to Him. You praise Him. You worship Him. And He says, if you will do that, if you will bless me, you'll talk to me, you'll worship me, then He says, then I will bless your food and your water, and I, God, will take all sickness and disease away from you, and you won't have any. Do you like that? Now, that if that's true, first, the first thing you got to do, you got to believe this book is God's Word. Some people say, I don't believe that book is God's Word. I'm going to pick and choose what I want to believe out of the Bible. I don't believe these things. Okay, well then, you know, if you don't believe this is God's Word and He means exactly what He says, then we have a real problem. Because until you come to the fact, that's just like I was sharing with a person the other day. And of course, people want me to come all the time. I mean, from here in the local area to across the country, they call me and want me to come touch them, saying, if you will come and lay hands on me, or if you will come and anoint me with oil.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.